I was watching Lion King with my son today. And man, you know, I still get lessons from Lion King, dog. Like, I'm still learning from that movie, Lion King. Still learning, man. I learned. One of the first things I learned from Lion King was, I mean, the original Lion King too. Y'all, I'm not talking about the new one. Even though I like the new one too, me and my son saw that as well. But the original Lion King, the first thing I learned from that was how to be a father. That's crazy, right? Like, I legit learned what it meant to be a father from Lion King, because I saw Mufasa die for his son. Like, Mufasa legit was one of the greatest dads I've ever seen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was trying to teach Simba stuff. Like, and even when Simba had disobeyed him and went to the other side, you know Mufasa didn't whoop Simba. Mufasa didn't whoop Simba. Mufasa gave Simba a whole another chance and gave him a conversation. You would think, now that also lets me know that Mufasa wasn't black. Because if Mufasa was black, he would have been tearing Simba's ass up. He wasn't black. He was African-American. But he wasn't black, though. He wasn't black. The second thing I learned from Lion King actually came in today to me when I was watching it today. Because I was watching when Simba was a little old cub. Remember when Simba was a cub? And he was so excited about being the king. And his daddy was like, Mufasa was old as hell. I don't know if y'all noticed that. But Mufasa had Simba. Mufasa had to be 55 years old. Mufasa had to be 55. But Simba was singing the song, "Oh, I just can't wait to be king." Remember that? You know how long Simba had to wait to be king? Simba had to go through so much to be king. Simba lost his dad. Then he had to run through the elephant graveyard, through all them thorns. He had to run away out there. He almost got ate by the vultures. But he had to meet Timon and Pumbaa. They had to teach him that it's going to get better. He had to go through the whole lesson. Simba had to change his diet. Simba had to change his diet, y'all, before he became king. You know, Simba went vegan. You know, he did. He went vegan. He wasn't eating no meats, you know what I mean? He wasn't eating no zebras and deer and shit like that. No, Simba went vegan. And then Simba grew up into a grown man. Simba was low-key Simba was celibate. Low-key Simba was celibate. He was celibate now. He saved himself for marriage. That's when he got that with Nyla. Nyla? He got that with Nyla. And then he had to go, he gonna fight all them damn hyenas. This is like in life. He had all those obstacles. You know what I'm saying? And then he had to beat the biggest obstacle, Scar. He finished that. And then he became king. But he was so humble through that process. You know what I'm saying? He was so humble. And that's what I'm learning. That's like I said, this is the second part I learned. That you gotta have patience and you gotta be humble. Simba wasn't tripping. Even when that girl came back and said that everything was going to, Simba really wasn't tripping. It took Simba daddy to come back and talk to him through the clouds for him to be like, all right, man, let me go on back and goddamn become king. You know, let me go ahead and get over here and do this. So, yeah, man, that's what I learned. I learned how to be a father and to be patient from Lion King. So I want y'all to watch that movie. Y'all tell me what y'all learned from it. It was a really good movie, all right? It still is a really good movie.